Last year, tourism in Chattanooga boomed, poised to climb even higher. Quite a different story now, after more than 6 months of COVID-19. Barry White is CEO of the Chattanooga Tourism Company. Barry, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Appreciate you having me.
Tell us how things stand now with tourism in Chattanooga, this stage of the pandemic.
Yeah, so at this stage, we're doing okay. Things are still very difficult in the travel and tourism industry across the country and in Chattanooga. Chattanooga is faring a little bit better than most of our competitors around the Southeast and many cities across the country. Uniquely situated between some major metro areas, Birmingham, Huntsville, Atlanta, Nashville. We're a convenient drive distance from those markets, and we are a familiar destination to a lot of people who live in those markets. So again, with air travel, again, being one of the hardest hit in the travel industry, we're fortunate that we weren't reliant on air travel as a lot of other destinations. So we have that drive-in market. We are a familiar destination. A lot of people in those markets, it's convenient to get to. And then I added on top of that, again, we're extremely fortunate to have not only our legacy attractions, but we're also known as an outdoor. We have a lot of outdoor activity between our natural assets, whether that be rivers, mountains, lakes. So a lot of people feel comfortable being outdoors. So again, we've fared, you know, is it bad? Absolutely. Is it as bad as it could be? It's bad, but it's not as bad, I guess that's what I would say.
Losing Ironman for this year has been a blow.
It has been. Losing both Ironman events this year has been extremely detrimental. The loss, the economic loss of that, and even just the lifestyle. I mean, having people here, having locals who participate both in volunteering and participate in the event itself, you know, it kind of takes away a little bit of who we are now as a community. And those large events, you know, those large events are the ones that are probably going to be the last to return. Even if they're outdoors like that, it's just, it's sometimes difficult to put those on. So those are the ones that have kind of, all those large events, whether it's sporting events, conventions and meetings, reunions, those types of things, they're still probably pretty far off in the distance as far as their return to Chattanooga or any other city in the nation.
And Songbird's closing its museum and its music venues. The Songbird's Foundation continues its work. Right. Also, the Tivoli Theater closed. They started a recovery fund recently.
Yes. Yeah, Songbirds, I mean, really hated to see that loss. We understand that it is extremely difficult to operate in these times, both for attractions and for restaurants. The longer this lasts, you know, it'll be more difficult for hotels to remain open. Again, it's tough all the way around. The last attraction really to come back online was the Hunter Museum of Art. They were closed for quite a while. We're thrilled to have them back open. Again, Songbirds, really hate to see Songbirds. It's such a unique attraction for our community. But we are happy about the recent news that the foundation will stay there. The Choo Choo is going to try to keep the live venues going. And Songbirds Foundation will use that space for live events as well for fundraisers. So there is a little bit of a bright side, but again, really hated to lose them.
What's worked in the virtual space?
Well, the virtual space, I think people are starting to dip their toes back into, again, kind of that meetings and conventions side of things, where maybe hybrid meetings, where you might do something live, make it optional if people do feel comfortable traveling, that they can come in and travel, but it's also going to have a virtual aspect to it, and a lot of times be recorded so it can be replayed to people who couldn't be there, even if they can't participate during the live portion of the event. So I think we're going to start seeing some transition towards those types of meetings. And then just, you know, the more people are on, this is kind of the marketing side of it, the more people are on their computers and on their phones during this time is really kind of where the majority of our marketing is going out in digital to try to reach people when they're on those devices and make sure that they're aware of Chattanooga and aware of what we have here as assets for them.
And where can people go online for more information?
We go to visitchattanooga.com. I would encourage people to go there, residents as well. We have a lot of information for residents. We have a lot of information for visitors. But again, it's really all about that lifestyle, some of the activities that may be going on, what's open, what's not, how to be safe when you're out and about in Chattanooga. And we'll also have a lot of new videos that'll be posted up there too, kind of reiterating and showing how to be safe when you're out and about.
All right, Barry, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.